So let's review. The Gemara continues with the events at the crossing of the Yarden. Many miracles occurred that day. The Yidden had crossed the Yarden and arrived at Hargrizim Har Evil, a distance greater than 60 mil. No one dared challenge them, and whoever did immediately began to tremble in fear. After they arrived at Hargrizim Har Evil, they built the Mizbeach from the stones they had brought. They plastered it with plaster and wrote the Torah on it in 70 languages. They then brought karbanis, oil, and shlamim, and ate, drank, and rejoiced. And then ubarchu v'kilalu, v'kiplu es avanim, uvo v'lonu b'gilgal. They recited the bracha suklalis, and afterward dismantled the stones and brought them to Gilgal, where they spent the night. The Gemara returns to that which the Mishnah taught. Shisha shvatim olal resh hagrizim, v'shisha shvatim olal resh har evil. Six shvatim ascended hagrizim, and six shvatim ascended har evil. The Gemara cites a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua which states, v'chal Yisrael, chetzu el mul har grizim, v'hachetzu el mul har evil. Half are on har grizim, and half are on har evil. The Gemara points out that the word v'hachetzu, as Rashi explains, mashma oi chetzu hameyuchid, oi chetzu hanisker b'makom acher, a specific half, or a half already mentioned elsewhere. Therefore, Rav Kahana explains, kiderch shechalukin kan, kach chalukin v'avnei eifed. Two precious stones, avnei shoyim, were worn by the Kohen Gadol on the shoulder straps of the eifed. On them were engraved the names of the Shvatim, as the pasuk there states, Shisha Mishmoisim Alo Evan Achas, Veshemis Shisha Nisarim Alo Evan Hashenis Kisol Doisim, six on each stone, but the Torah does not specify. However, at Har Grizim Har Evil, the Torah clearly enumerates as follows, Ve'eli Yamd Levarch Es Amal Har Grizim, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, Ubinyamin, Ve'eli Yamd Alaklalab Har Evil, Ruvain, Gad, Ash, Zvulun, Don, Benaftali. Therefore, says Rav Kahana, Kederch Shechalukin Kan, Kach Chalukin B'Avnei Eifed. The names of the Shvatim were split in the same way on the Avnei Shoyim. The Gemara, however, refutes Rav Kahana's opinion from a Braisa, which cites two opinions regarding the listing of the names of the Shvatim on the Avnei Eifed, both differing from that of Rav Kahana. The Tanakhama holds that since the pasuk says, Shish Mishmoisim Alo Evan Achas, Veshemois Shisha Hanisorim Alo Evan Hashenis, Kisol Doisam, this means, Shni kisol doisim, v'loy rishoyne kisol doisim. V'mneisha Yehuda muktim, as Rashi explains, kisedu leidasan, shisha achroinim kisidron, God be asher yisachar v'zvulon, yesiv v'vinyamin, zeo seidu leidasan. On the second stone they were listed strictly in order of birth. V'shisha rishoyne nichtivu ba Yehuda, Ruven Shimon Levi, Don b'Naftali. Kisedu leidasan chutzim Yehuda. On the first stone they were also listed in order of birth, with the exception of Yehuda, who was listed first because of his chashibis of Malchus. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel disagrees, and holds that they were listed kederech shechalukin b'chumash sheni, in the order that they are written in the beginning of Parashat Shemais, when they came to Mitzrayim. On the first stone were inscribed all the Bnei Leah, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, v'Zvulun, and on the second stone, the Bnei HaShvachis, with the Bnei Rachel on each end, Binyamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Yosef. And Kisol Doisam does not refer to their age, but rather that Kishmoisin Shikarlan Avian, Vilikishemis Shikarlan Moshe. The names are to be written in the way the Yaakovinu named them, and not in the way Moshe referred to them, Ruvain, Vilay Ruvaini, Shimon, Vilay Shumuni. Since Shevet Yosef was mentioned, the Gemara tells us a few things about Yosef HaTzadik. Amr Avchana Babizna Amr B'Shimon Chasida, Yosef Shekidesh Shem Shemayim Baseiser, Hesifol of Eis Achas Mishmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef, who privately sanctified Hashem's name, was rewarded with the letter He of Hashem's name, was added to his name. As the pasuk states, Eidus B'Hoisef Samer B'Tzeis Al Eretz Mitzrayim. And Yehuda Shekidesh Shem Shemayim B'Fahesya Nikun Kulei HaShemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehuda, who openly sanctified Hashem's name, was rewarded with that his name includes all the letters of Hashem's name. And the Gemara elaborates, Yosef Mahi. Yosef was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim when Eishes Petifer attempted to coerce him to do an Avera. The Gemara relates that, Ba'isa Shah, Basa Diyukne Shel Aviv, Veniris Aloy Bechaloin. Amar lo Yosef, Asidin Achicha Sheikhtabu Al Avnei Eifod, Ve'ad Beineim. At that time, his father's image appeared in the window and said to him, Yosef, the names of your brothers are destined to be inscribed on the stones of the ephod. Do you want your name to be omitted? Miyad, Vateshev be'esin kashtai, he refrained from the avera. And regarding Hasivul of Is Achas Mishmosh al Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara relates that when Pare wished to appoint Yosef as his Mishnah Lamelach, Amru its Tagnini Pare, Eved, Shalakochi Rabbi be'esrim Kesev, Tam Shalei Olenu, the astrologer said to Pare, are you going to place us under the rule of a slave who was sold for 20 silver coins? Pare answered, Genuni Malchus ani Royaboy, he bears signs of royalty. They said him, Cain, Yehiyadev Shim Lashin, if so, he must be fluent in all 70 languages. Bo Gavriel Valimdoi Shivim Lashin, we'll have a good comer. Hoysev lo is achas mishmoy shalakadish baruch hu belamid. Lamachu kalishna dishtoi paribadei ahadulei. The Malch Gavriel came and taught Yosef all the languages, but he was unable to retain them until the letter He was added to his name. And on the next day, when Pare tested Yosef, he found him fluent in all 70 languages. However, Yosef discovered that Pare was not fluent in Lashon HaKodesh. Amalei ishtabeli delei megalas. Pare made Yosef swear that he will not divulge this to anyone. Later, when Yosef requested that Pare allow him to leave Mitzrayim to fulfill the shvua that he made to his father to bury him in the Ma'arsa Machpela, Amalei zil itchel eshvuasech. Amalei v'itchli nami adidach. Pare requested that Yosef nullify the shvua to his father, to which Yosef responded, then I may nullify the shvua to you as well. And Pare was therefore compelled to allow Yosef to take part in his father's burial.